The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another, journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew up, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. There's a quote from St. Gregory the Great concerning today's gospel reading that I want to share with you. "Many people are pleased by what they hear and the resolve to do good, but as soon as they experience difficulties, they give up the good works they started. Stony ground has not enough soil, which is why the shoots fail to produce fruit. There are many who, when they hear greed criticized, conceive a loathing for it and extol the scorning of it. But as soon as the soul sees something else that it desires, it forgets what it previously promised. There are also others who, when they hear talk against impurity, not only desire not to be stained by it, but are even ashamed of the stains they have already bared. But as soon as bodily beauty presents itself to their eyes, the heart is so drawn by desires that it is as if they had done or decided to do nothing against these desires, and they act in a manner which they themselves previously condemned when they reflected on their own behavior. Very often we feel compunction for our faults, and yet we go back and commit them even after bemoaning them." This is pretty common in the spiritual life. We hear something that rouses our faith and our emotions, and we're like, "Yeah, let's do that. That's great. Like, I want to get rid of greed in my life, or whatever sin or whatever anxieties or effects of sin I might have." And we get really excited and animated, and we start down the path of following Christ. But then, oh, hey, I can make some more money. I can get a little bit more. And we get distracted from whatever promise or grand idea we had. These are the ones that, this is the seed that falls on rocky soil that Christ speaks about. It's a normal experience in the life of us humans. It's just kind of what it is to be human, is to constantly struggle and strive to overcome these temptations. But I want to reassure you that that initial impetus, that initial joy at discovering Christ in a new way and discovering a new path that we can follow to Christ is not a bad experience, is not a bad emotion, is not a bad desire. Christ wants us to want him. And so for us to follow him, even in our own wounded way, is fine, is good. We struggle against it, and we push forward each and every day. And eventually, we'll cross that finish line with St. Paul, with the race that we've been all running, and Christ will be waiting there for us.